Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It's Oaks Day at Flemington and we're joined by Mark Hutter. G'day, Mark.
G'day, Andrew.
Looking forward to this day always. We've got our big day at Hawkesbury for Ladies' Day. But how's your confidence around this track? And, well, it's going to be cool down there.
Oh, look, the track's fantastic. It looks like on the map at the moment we'll miss most of the rain. That's down sort of over the bay, so should miss Flemington. So we've got a good four. I think it's the hardest day we've had of the three so far, Hoss. So hopefully we can find a winner for you at some odds.
And they've moved the rail out, I think, to 6 metres.
Yeah, 6 metres. It's raced fantastic. He's does an amazing job there, Liam O'Keefe. He knows his track inside out. I don't think anyone could complain how that track's raced.
All right, well, let's have a look at them. The first race, and this is the first time that they've swung it later, isn't it? 1:50 start, and the Oaks to be run at 10 minutes to 6.
Yeah, I think they're trying to capture, you know, the half-day workers, but, gee, they've got a horrible day. It's cold and blowing an absolute gale down here, so I don't know how many will be going out there in their skirts. Andrew, it's a bit cold today for the ladies.
It might be a bit chilly. All right, well, let's look at the first at 1:50 and in market order here. Number 8, Impey. Of course, it missed out on that Country Cup final with that Geelong run. Impey here, number 8 now, $1.65. Number 4, Mr. Moneybags, 6 into $5 in the last 10 minutes, number 4. 6 main stage currently at $8, and then it's out to 7, Sava Heat at 15, Mark.
Yeah, I think he'd be a win. It's got a massive spruik on it. Look, it was a touch disappointing down there at Geelong, even though it did miss the kick, and I thought he may have led, but still a touch disappointing later. What should happen here? There's no pressure for the front. Kieran McAvoy should totally find the lead, dictate the race down on 54 kilos against moderate opposition. I don't want to rush in at the short odds, but it does look the winner. If there's a danger, I think it might be take your pick out of the next two numbers. Number 7, Sava Heat, who was a good win first up on soft ground at Mowi. It's always shown good ability. It'll be giving a big start, but running on. And number 4, Mr. Moneybags, who's turned into a real money muncher, this horse. He's just got absolutely no turn of foot. I think he's looking for the 1,800 metres. He gets a good run. We'll give him a chance over this trip. And next best, number 5, I Boogie. The blinker's going on, racing consistently, and box seats. 8 probably wins, but too short for me. 8, 7, 4 and 5.
Dean Lester likes the 8 as well here. Impey for Pat Carey and Kieran McAvoy to beat 5, 4 and 10. 8, 5, 4 and 10 from Dean Lester in race 1. Race 2 at Flemington. Tagaloa here for Bassenden and Young. It's the $4.60 favourite. Number 9, Rathlin, is at $5.50. 11, Arctic Ice. They had it in a couple of races, but they're running here on the Maribyrnong plate at $6. 5, Castle Comer at 7. 8, Hard Landing at $8.50. The toppy here, Jill, number 1 for Godolphin at $11. And Glenn Finnich, number 7, drifting out this morning to $12. And Boom Daddy's there for Lindsay Park at $13. So there's a few in the market with Tangaloa, the favourite, at $4.60.
Yeah, this is a fantastic race, Andrew. This is the best two-year-old race we've had for the season by far down here. There's some terrific trialers. I'll go with number 10, Tangaloa. I think its most impressive trial was back before it was named. It just flew along and won easily. It's since trialled really well since getting named. It's got good speed, got good ability. Does run into a crack field. Number 5, Castle Comer, who ran second in a jump out at Flemington behind Tuesday's winner, Arieff. So, had a good form line through the trial, and this horse was going nicely just behind it. Number 8, Hard Landing, one for the Hayes team, who sat wide in a Flemington jump out, which is not easy to do, and trial well, and just might be drawn the right spot. And I put number 9, Rathlin, in, who, slow time, but given a very soft trial behind there at Caulfield, looks to go nicely. That's leaving out number 7, Glenn Fiddick, who won a trial by a big space. Also number 11, Arctic Ice, who was fantastic at Moonee Valley. So it's a great race. I'll put them in 10, 5, 8 and 9.
All right, so a really competitive race. We've got actually a horse on Saturday that hasn't won since this race last year, Venekunka, lining up in the Hot Danish, but it wasn't too bad a run first up. Anyway, I digress. In the second race, Dean Lester likes number 5, Castle Comer, to beat 11, 7 and 10. 5, 11, 7 and 10. But as you summarised it, Mark, it's a race of many hopes.
It's a beauty. Also, I think you'll see a feature winner could well come out of this race down the track.
Righto. Let's move to race 3 at Flemington, the off-the-track sub-zero handicap, and Craig Williams and Rob Hickmont. It's got the Bulldogs colours.
What gives it a start in life, Andrew?
$3. Are you in this one?
No, they're not. They're all David prices.
Okay, $3.30 here, Bumper Blast, number 10. It's the favourite over One Platinum Angel, which in the last couple of hours has gone $3.90, $3.80, and now $3.70 in the last half an hour, number one. Four, Rain Moth at $7. Number seven, Sir Simon at $7.50. Two, Mr. Tipler at $9, and then three, Something Silver, $9.50 out to $10. Jason Warren's horse here, Caribbean Pearl, specced at longer odds, $34.26 and now $23, number five. The favourite, Bumper Blast, at $3.30.
Yeah, it's probably short enough for a Sale Maiden winner, but I'm going to tip number 10, Bumper Blast. It was outstanding there. It had total moderates behind it. There was nothing chasing it whatsoever, but it went forward, set outside the speed, and just blew them away. It ran quicker time than the better performed horses on the day. I think Willow will roll forward, sit up on the speed here. And in the Greys race, it's got a great chance to beat the likely leader, number seven, Sir Simon, coming across from Tassie. You know, Scott Brunton brings the right horses over. It looks the leader. It'll give you a great sight up on the speed. Number one, Platinum Angel, easily the best performed horse in the race, as you can see by the weights. She's got a chance, but gee, she needs another win on the board. And four, Rainmouth, who sat wide and won well last time. Terrific stable, the Jolly Stable. I think Rainmouth's got a chance as well, with some luck from that gate. I'll go 10, 7, 1 and 4.
10, 7, 1 and 4 from Mark Hunter. Dean Lester likes Platinum Angel, number 1 here for Lindsay Smith and Damien Oliver, to be 10, 7 and 3. 1, 10, 7 and 3 from Dean in race 3. Race 4, the Bumble Trophy race here over the 1,700 metres. Chris Waller, Hugh Bowman here, number 15, down the bottom there. Drawn Barrier 2 has come up now, favourite at $4.80. Number 16, Affair to Remember, though, it's really moving in for Dan O'Sullivan. It's gone 7, 6.50 and now $5.50. Number 16, Affair to Remember. Number 2, So You Swing at $8. 10, Sovereign Award at $8.50. 11, Love Seat at $9. And then out to number 12, Maggie Miss is at $12. Nudge the favourite, but a good early move for the 16, Affair to Remember.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. She hasn't raced for quite a while, Affair to Remember. She's a really good filly if they've got her right. Look, I think this could be a blowout race. I'll tip in an open race, number 5, Despacito, who's had a couple of runs back. Distance was just too short last time, but it was powering through the line. I think it's got a good chance of parking midfield and running a good race at odds to beat number 11, Love Seat, from the gate. Never flash away from the barriers anyway. Probably settles a long way back, but got a big finish, can run well. Number 10, Sovereign Award, who was just beaten at Bendigo first up. Good form race, should be fitter. And 15, Nudge, bit unlucky last time, gets a great run from the draw. Certainly got a good winning hope in a hard race. I'll go 5, 11, 10 and 15.
Well, Despacito at the moment is at $19 and $6 the place there for Tony and Kelvin McAvoy, number 5, Mark's top tip. And recapping your numbers there, 5 to beat
11, 10 and 15.
Righto. And from Dean Lester, it's 15 Nudge to be 10, 14 and 2. 15, 10, 14 and 2 in race number 4. We're previewing Flemington with Mark Hunter, and race 5 is the Mum Century Stakes here. And this is a remarkable horse, Ball of Muscle. Joe Pride let me know yesterday, Mark, this is the 16th time that this horse has travelled interstate for a race.
Yeah, it's won this race before, Hoff, and I think it might do it again.
Okay, well, Ball of Muscle's the favourite at $2.90. Number 11, Soothing at $4.60. 4, Plaguestone at $7. Number 7, Tavi's Hand's gone 8-7 over the last 50-odd minutes. 13, Equal Love at $9. And 12, Bella Valla for Will Clarkin at $10. What are you thinking? So Ball of Muscle on top?
Yep, Ball of Muscle to lead them a merry dance. It just gets against this grade, which is just obviously a rung or two below the good ones. And that's where it can just dictate. And it's, I think, just too fast and too good for them. The danger, I think, no doubt, is number 11, Soothing. You take away, it's just hopeless at Caulfield. So you take away that last Caulfield run, where it never had the best of luck anyway. I think you'll see a much better performance. I'll be surprised if one of the two don't win. Next best, number 10, Fine Dane, who dictated the race at the Valley. It's racing in career best form. And 7, Tavisan, very fast, going to be there for a long way. Just not sure I can match it with the likes of Ball of Muscle. I think 1 or 11 win, I'll go 1, 11, 10 and 7.
Righto, Dean likes it as well, Ball of Muscle there. Number 1 to beat 4, Plaguestone, 7, Tavisan and 6, Batterjaws. 4, 7 and 6 for Dean Lester in race 5. Good luck to Joe and Glenn Schofield and all the team with Bore the Muscle down there. Well, in recent weeks, we've seen Melbourne Cup Carnival Country Heats, and today it's the final down there, race 6 at 4:40, and the unbeaten OTI racer Harbour Views is the favourite. $2.50 is what you can get right now at TAB. Number 4, O'Torto, is at $4.80. Three-star Missile, an early mover, went $7.50, $7, back out to $7.50, but in the last 15 minutes, it's gone into $5.50 for Greg Urell, number 3-star Missile. And 6-star Spangled Rodeo at $8. They dominate it. The next horse is number 13, No Money, No Honey, a $19 chance. I spoke with Greg Urell yesterday, and I focused fully in on O'Torto. Star Missile's been an early mover there, Mark.
Let's hope they're right, Andrew. I think Star Missile's got a fantastic chance. Look, it's always shown good ability, competed in good races last campaign, first up at Sale with a big weight, just a completely arrogant win. Set three wide, powered away for a soft win. I don't know what Craig Williams does from the gate. There's not a lot of speed in the race. I hope he doesn't push too far forward. Geez, if it has any luck, Hoss, I think it's an each-way special here to beat number one, Harbour Views. Harbour Views is going to be buried inside here from the gate. It may well win, but it will need luck with the big weight at the short odds. Number 4, O'Torto. It looks the other main chance. It chased home well behind Harbour Views first up. And if there's a little roughy here, number 13, No Money, No Honey, was terrific first up. Just how it goes away from Cranbourne will be interesting, but it's not without some hope. I'll go 3, 1, 4 and 13.
Dean Lester went number 4, O'Torto, here second up to beat 1, Harbour Views, 3-star Missile and number 6, Star Spangled Rodeo. 4, 1, 3 and 6 from Dean Lester in race 6. Is it a case, I know you're not potting Harbour Views for sure, but 61.5, it's a fair clump of weight here, isn't it?
It is, and just where it's going to be in the run, it's going to be a really bunch race. There's not I can't find a natural leader in the race, but
yep.
Harbour Views will get crossed. It's going to have traffic around it. You just don't want stop-start with 61.5 up the straight.
Yep, understand. All right, to race number 7 at Flemington, the TCL TV Stakes, and Russian Camelot here for Danny O'Brien and Damien Oliver, number 10. This morning, right now, $2.50 at TAB. Number 3, Pancho, is at $3.30. Quick Thinker, a couple of these have been running in Sydney. Quick Thinker, number 1, is at $4.80. 7, Highland Jack, at $7.50. 2, Power Scheme, then out to $19. And an early mover here for Gordon Richards. When he comes across, Mark, he can train a winner. Jeanneka, number 5. It's gone 34 into 23 in the last couple of hours. Number 5.
Yeah, gets a good run box seating, Andrew, but I think place best there. I think there are 4 hopes, and they're the obvious. On with number 3, Pancho, who I think we're getting a better price here because of the spruik on Russian Camelot off the maiden win. Pancho chased home Kubrick last time. Certainly wasn't weak to the line. I think we've seen it down here, race well in Melbourne before. 1,800 metres should hold no fears. And I think Pancho's got a terrific chance to beat number 10, Russian Camelot. It was impressive. It beat nothing. The format of the race is no good. But it did win very well and looks like a horse will get over ground on its home track. The stable of flying would have been targeted for this race for sure. Number 1, Quick Thinker. It's racing well in the best grade. It just seems a length or two behind them, but competitive here. And 7, Highland Jack, who will get a long way back. It couldn't have been any more impressive at Seymour. It'll try and pick its way through the field and run on strongly late. Not much between the 4 of these. I'll go 3, 10, 1 and 7.
Dean Lester all over Russian Camelot. Makes it his best bet of the day here, number 10, to beat 3, 5 and 1. 10, 3, 5 and 1. I mean, it is a big step, isn't it? Off your debut win down there in Gippsland at Sale to come in here into a listed race.
It is. I think, Vow and Declare beat Junipel in this race last year, so...
Good record.
Not a bad form reference for a horse like Russian Camelot going forward.
All right, we'll monitor that horse, obviously, into the future. Now, at 10 minutes to 6, that's right, 5:50, it's the Oaks, the Million Dollar Oaks Race 8 at Flemington. In market order here, number 1, Miami Bound. Right now, $3.60 with TAB fixed. Number 2, Moonlight Maid at $4.20. 4, Vegas Jewel at $4.40. Gamay number 3 is at $6. They really dominate it. The next one is 8, Beauty Bolt at $14. 9, Amazing Piece at $21. And John Ramsey's down there today with Never Listen offer. 8 length scone win. It's at $31. And John Sargent's there with a couple. 5, Foxborough at $31. And 14, Stick 'em Up at $31. It's interesting here with the jockey decisions. Jordan Childs has been riding Beauty Bolt, obviously, but it's very hard to get off Vegas Jewel here at right in the market at $4.40, and therefore James McDonald goes on to Beauty Bolt.
Yeah, those little Sydney ones you mentioned there, Hoss 9 and 10, amazing piece and Never Listen there. They're not in my numbers, but they'll certainly be going in my quaddy. They'll stay all day, those horses. So my numbers are number one, Miami Bound, who obviously won the Wakeful Saturday, won well. It's a race here where there's no speed on paper. I think from where Damien's drawn, he'll push it forward like he did on Saturday. It'll be parked in the first three or four, totally controlling the race. It'll hit the front. And it's just got to run the 2,500 out strongly, which it looks like it will do. To beat number four, Vegas Jewel, she's a beauty, this filly. She certainly didn't shirk her task all the way to the line on Saturday. Still on her first campaign, doing an amazing job. Got a very tricky gate. I don't know where Jordan Childs gets to from there. Number eight, Beauty Bolt. It's been screaming out for a trip. It's just too slow over the mile. I think the big track and the 2,500 are perfect. And two, Moonlight Made. Really good behind Soul Patch there at the Valley. That's good form. She just needs to settle. She can be a bit revy. She'll go back from that gate. If she doesn't settle, she's cast at the trip. But if she settles well, she can run on strongly. I'll go 1, 4, 8, and 2.
All right, we'll come back and have a look at a quaddy with a few extra numbers after we do the last. But 1, 4, 8, and 2 for Mark. Dean Lester likes Miami Bound number 1 to be 2 Moonlight Made, 4 Vegas Jewel, and number 9 Amazing Piece for Paul Perry. 1, 2, 4, and 9. So that's the Oaks at 6:10. The last, the Red Roses, and we're finally seeing California Zimble. They could have gone to the Cornwall, but they've waited patiently here. Number 2 currently at $2. A tab for Absolute Flirt at $7.50. Tarry F number 3 is at $10. 15, Witchful Thinking at $12. And number 5, Way Up in the Sky there for Peter and Paul Snowden, a $14 chance here. California Zimble, has it got the right form at $2?
Yes, it certainly has. I think it's the best betting race of the day. I think there are two possible hopes. California Zimble has to be the one to beat. Outstanding beating Loving Gabby, albeit in a sit sprint affair, which I'm sure suited this horse better. Loving Gabby was just left a bit flat-footed, but terrific win. It's trialled really well up the straight, and it's a standout to win. If there's a danger, it's number 4, Absolute Flirt. She put in a shocker last time that's completely out of character. She should have won easily against horses like Way Up in the Sky before that. A little freshen up, has trialled well up the straight. I think you'll see big improvement. I think it's a standout Quinella. Next best, number 3, Terry F, who is consistent up the straight, just might lack the class of the other two. And number 10, Nakovi, went much better ridden quietly at the Valley, probably well drawn where it is and can run a place. But 2 should win, 4 a standout for the place. I'll go 2, 4, 3, and 10.
Righto, so Dean in the last makes it his best bet, California Zimble, number 2, to beat 4, 10 and 5. 2 a good thing, 4, 10 and 5. And just on Dean Lester's two good things, race 7, number 10, Russian Camelot, and race 9, number 2, California Zimble. What are your good things, Mark?
Poss, I'm going to go each way, race 6, number 3, Star Missile, and yeah, we'll go with California Zimble to bring home the punt as the winner, race 9, number 2.
Okay, so 6-3 and 9-2. Now, about a quaddy, extra numbers along the way there. What are you going to play?
We're going to come home skinny in the last with just 2 and 4, so we can afford to go wide and take a flexi. The first leg, I would take 1, 3, 4, 6, 7, 13, and 16.
Mm.
And second leg, we'll go with the numbers 1, 3, 7, and 10.
Yep.
Wider in the Oaks, we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10. And come home with just the 2 and the 4.
2 and the 4 in the last, California Zimble and Absolute Flirt. All right, so that helps our listeners with a quaddy today. You can play percentages, of course, beginning with race 6 at 4:40. All right, we'll wait and see how it all unfolds. Let's hope we can start really positively with Impey. It might be the shorty, but that'll give us a confidence kick for the day. Good on you, Mark.
Don't you want a packet and winner, Andrew?
I do. Well, if you've got one, I'd love a Pakenham winner. What have you found there for us?
Scamper won on Cup. They were on a roll. We'll go, we had 3 months off tipping losers, but we're back. We'll go take an all up. Race 2, number 7, Kasari's the best for the day. Yeah. And race 6, number 4, Miss Mo.
Righto. So Kasari at the moment, race 2, number 7, $1.75. And we play it into race 6, number 4, Miss Mo at $2.50. So at Pakenham, down there in Victoria, the extra meeting, 2.7 and 6.4. And I've got to mention Super, I always hesitate with its second name, Super.
Seth.
Seth, which of course you own a few hairs of, the Caulfield Guineas winner. News overnight that Waikato Stud in New Zealand have purchased a controlling interest in the horse.
Yes, a little something for the battlers, Andrew.
Another merchant navy, is it?
No, I wish it was. No one's complaining, though.
No, certainly going to see it race on and things. Nothing changes. Anthony Friedman continues to train, but they've just bought into the horse Waikato Stud. All right, good on you, Mark. Hope it's a winning one.
Thanks, Andrew.